Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
Jim Cardle, who left open the refrigerator door? Something's going on here.
Just freezing.
Yeah, I asked you, it's very nice yesterday.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
There you go.
I love that.
We're going to have we're going to have to man up and woman up and transgender up and when we get to work tomorrow.
Just the weather, for Pete's sake.
Well, but look, this is one of those things where, didn't I ask you to get Al Gore as a guest today, didn't I? I don't know. You couldn't do that one little thing.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to say, Al, is this global warming?
Exactly. Well, people don't realize, Lynn Woolley, when I was on Capitol Hill back in the 1980s, late 80s, that was Al Gore. And he wasn't talking about global warming. He was talking about global freezing.
Yes.
That's why it's a cottage industry. They just go whichever way the wind's blowing, literally. And it's all about creating a crisis about the weather.
We may see some of the coldest weather that Austin has seen in years. By the way, there's a really good roundup on this at the Talk 1370 website, written by, of course, Casey Johns.
None other than our own ace producer.
The winter weather advisory in effect for Travis, Hayes, and Blanco counties until 3 o'clock on Thursday. That's today. Williamson and Burnett counties until midnight. One good thing, some of the city crews, Jim, are already out doing, I guess, what they call pre-treating. I guess
really?
That's what we would call sanding.
Yeah, or salt or
whatever. Or salting or whatever the... Yeah, yeah.
It's not even... It's barely freezing. We got, a little mist flying around, but for heaven's sakes, this is just what amazes me. This is just another indication of our 24/7 obsessive compulsive behavior. It's everything, all consuming or nothing. It's just something else.
Well, I think when you live in a city the size of Austin, and like me, you live on the other side of the city from where you're working, and most days you go over an elevated highway, which is more likely to freeze. It can freeze when the temperature is 34 or 35 because it's getting attacked from both sides, the under and the upper.
Okay.
That's what happens there. And when you work in a business, and I can name a couple of them.
Okay.
One of them might be an airport, being a
bus station,
a flight attendant.
A bus driver.
No, I'm thinking more of hospitals. You work at St. David's or you work at Seton or Dell Children's. And those kids there, especially the kids that have some serious illness, you have to be there. And when you're in radio or you're the weather guy on Channel 7, 36, 24, or 42, you got to be there. People are depending on you.
Speaking of kids, how about our city and our state's education system?
Nah, don't worry about that. They close schools. They'll close
again,
schools at the drop of a hat.
Another overreaction of sorts.
Yeah, I think so. But schools are not an essential business when the roads are frozen over. Hospitals are. Radio
is. I see what you're
talking
about, yes.
Television station is. You have to keep those things on the air because they serve the people and they serve a vital purpose. So, yeah, we may be spending the night here Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday night. We don't know.
Oh, my
I've
word.
Looked at the facilities in there, and I think I want the bridal suite for me. You can get whatever you want. And I'm just Casey hasn't yet told us who will be catering this, but, I mean, I'm hoping for some.
I heard it was Lynn Woolley and his
I'm hoping for some
Subway
steaks.
Coupons.
Jim, if the coldest forecast model were to pan out, It could be the lowest temperatures this area has seen in more than 30 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, there was a blast right before Christmas.
And 2 weeks ago, it was
82
degrees.
And it got down to 4 degrees at Camp Mabry on December 23, 1989.
That's a long time ago. And 2 weeks ago, it was 10 days ago, it was 82 degrees. We set a record high. The weather's the weather. It's going up, it's going down, it's going sideways. And if you don't like what you're in the middle of, stick around a little bit. It'll change on you.
So it was strange that I had the heater on at the Micro Mansion all night last night. The night before, I had the air conditioner on at the Micro Mansion.
There you go. The windows are open, the windows are closed. The car heater, same thing, car windows.
Okay, can we beg
painful,
a couple of
though to be, experience if this
we can,
cold?
If we can beg a couple of extra minutes here for the segment, we had some news overnight. One somewhat humorous, although not to the authorities, it wasn't humorous, and one dead serious. Let's do that one first. We had a suspect shot and killed by police during an East Austin hostage situation. This is crazy. It was a 21-year-old man, according to Casey's story at talk1370.com. that apparently had no known connection to the victims of the home he broke into. So I guess, Jim, it was a hijacking of some sort or trying to get in the house to burglarize it or whatever.
It's just another crime.
But
I'm
they came
you,
to the door.
Going up.
He came to the door holding the child, and this is a weird statement, but they put it in quotes, a hostage-like position.
I guess heard that and wondered about that, too.
Holding the child probably in front of you, maybe in front of your face, you know, to
as a shield.
To use as a shield,
that type of thing.
It didn't work. A SWAT officer shot the suspect. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The woman and the child that he'd been holding hostage were safely rescued, given medical attention. The officers who fired their weapons will be placed on administrative duty, pending the outcome of investigations.
And they essentially saved a child's life there.
I was going to say, before they give them their awards for bravery and courage and doing the right thing. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to rile up that sniper. That guy was good.
Yep.
He was good.
Defunding police, disrespecting police, let's give him a shout-out, absolutely, which ought to be happening more often.
Now, the other story on the police beat, Jim, we could probably run off some lines on this, you know, throw some one-liners out.
But this is a story you've covered before. I'm sure you see this all the time.
No, I've never seen it.
Okay, what's that?
And you know I'm ancient. I'm the ancient of days around
here.
But a man is in custody after stealing an Austin Fire Department truck. Now, when I first heard this, I started to text you and say, Jim, you didn't go out and take a joyride last night, did you?
It's just fascinating.
But you're here, so it wasn't you.
Joyride, literally. But what in the name of Pete is somebody thinking to try and use a fire truck as a getaway vehicle?
I don't know. This all started near the West Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Guadalupe Street. It was around midnight, and DPS spotted it, started to pursue it. APD started to pursue it. I mean, it reminds me of Keystone Cops here. You know, this guy just trucking on down the road, and an Austin Fire Department truck with half of the Travis County law enforcement community in chase, and they chased him all the way to Jarrell.
What about that ladder extension? Did he have a buddy out there joyriding at the edge of the ladder, swinging around? That would literally, you mentioned the Keystone Cops. This could be a cartoon.
I don't know. What was the mayor doing last night about midnight? We don't know these
things. Was he in town? Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Anyway, officers used spike strips to damage the vehicle's tires. And as you might expect, this closed the northbound lanes of I-35 for a lot of the night. If you're interested in reading all the details, again, we've got the story at the Talk 1370 website.
All right.
Okay, wow. Impeachment yesterday.
Had impeachment two, day two.
And we will have that for you when we come back. Some pretty amazing things and some malpractice on the part of all the lawyers, I think. This thing stinks.
And that's before we throw in the Austin City Council's latest
development. Oh, we'll do that at 7:45, what Williamson County had to say.
Oh, that's big.
About the hotel. Yeah. That's at 7:45, so don't go away. What they said will curl your hair. So we'll be right back. Cardle and Woolley, Talk 1370, the right choice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live, local, and taking your calls at 512-643-5483. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
Jim Cardle in Austin, if you ask me what the top story is.
Top of mind as you are.
Yeah, what people are talking about. Sure, yeah, what people are talking about. Right now it's the weather, but it's also this Williamson County thing, and we will have that. And I'm told about, when are we going to do that? 7:45.
Well, it's really a city of Austin going into Williamson County. Yes.
If you ask me what the buzz is nationally, of course, it's the big impeachment trial.
Impeachment is replaced Russia.
Let me ask you a question.
And it's all fake news.
We can throw this out to our audience as well. Our phone number, by the way, 512-643-5483. And the question that I have for you regarding impeachment is it crazy that the impeachment managers are ginning up all this emotion against Trump to say that Trump ginned up emotion with his followers? I mean, it's kind of a circle there. It's crazy.
And well, no, what you're talking about is it's all the same behavior. They've created a crisis. People are wondering whether or not it's a legitimate use of time right now. We've got Joe Biden eliminating jobs across the country. We've got the pandemic virus maybe abating the original coronavirus, but we've got the variants that are coming back. We've got schools wanting to open. We do have a weather issue not only here in Texas and in Austin, but all across the nation. It's, you know, minus zero bazillion degrees in a lot of places. So there's all kinds of issues. But yet, what is Congress doing to address these pocketbook and real concern everyday issues? They're fiddle farting around with impeachment of a guy who's already left office and trying to gin up a level of concern and inciting. This is what they're doing, Lynn. They're inciting. They're trying to gin people up. They're calling for insurrection against a guy who's already out of office when the Constitution says that it's for removal of office, and you can't be removed from office if you're not in office.
All right, as you listen,
so,
listen to these clips, keep this in mind. None of this that we're about to hear is germane to the case. they're making this long. They can say, yes, there was a siege at the Capitol. The siege at the Capitol was bad. Everybody agrees with that. I think everybody involved in it ought to be charged and put in jail to the fullest extent of the law. We can't have that in America.
Well, right? as well as all the folks who destroyed America last year.
Exactly. But that's the other tangent to this, is that the Democrats care about this particular siege, but they don't care about it if it's some minimum wage worker working at McDonald's or CVS.
Oh, we got to
talk. Burn those down.
We got to talk about this later. Did you see some folks up in Minneapolis are suing the city for that riot? But we'll get to that. I know you're onto something.
Yeah. Well, we got to get
with the Supreme Court.
I want to work the clips in here. Representative Jamie Raskin, the Democrat of Maryland, is one of the House managers. And this is emotion. They are trying to get emotional so that they can get Trump. Cut four.
Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government in our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States. Much less can we create a new January exception in our precious, beloved Constitution that prior generations have died for and fought for, so that corrupt presidents have several weeks to get away with whatever it is they want to do. History does not support a January exception in any way, so why would we invent one for the future?
Okay, well, what's good for the goose is also good for the gander, and I think that these rather lightweight lawyers that Trump has should play the Chuck Schumer tape, about you have unleashed the whirlwind Gorsuch,
exactly.
You have unleashed the whirlwind Kavanaugh. If you keep making, they're telling the Supreme Court, if they think wrong and rule wrong, you won't know what hit you.
Or CNN's Chris Cuomo said, quote, in interviewing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who said that peaceful protests don't have to be uncomfortable?
Well, but all that's forgotten now. All that's forgotten. Now, speaking of Trump's lackluster lawyers, Bruce Castor, a Trump attorney, best he can come up with, this is just,
it's unbelievable.
It's just bad,
yep.
With a capital B. The best he can come up with is the election has already got rid of Trump. Cut five.
The reason that I am having trouble with the argument is the American people just spoke. And they just changed administrations. So in the light most favorable to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle here, their system works. The people are smart enough, in the light most favorable to them, they're smart enough to pick a new administration if they don't like the old one. And they just did. And he's down there at Pennsylvania Avenue now, probably wondering, how come none of my stuff is happening up at the Capitol?
Oh, what an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is the guy representing Trump. I would have been banging my hand on my fist on the lectern and saying, this is one of our greatest presidents. Donald Trump solved the border issues, put peace agreements in the Middle East, took on China, gave us the greatest economy we've ever had. And you know what this guy just said? Did you just hear him say,
hey,
the people knew we had to get rid of Trump and get another president? And they did that.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-boggling.
Oh,
from
my
a
gosh.
Legal, it might be a Harvard,
Harvard
case study of how not to argue for your
boy, I'll say,
your client's defense. But the point is, Lynn, whether it's previous BLM and Antifa violence instigators saying, what do we want, dead cops? What do we want them now? I mean, it's Kamala Harris saying that the protests are going to go on, should go on, and will go on, whether it's Maxine Waters saying, get up in your face. We've got a plethora and a long 3 or 4 year history of elected officials. If you want to call it inciting violence, as you said, what's good for the geese is good for the gander. This is happening repeatedly. It has been precedent setting before, not on the part of Donald Trump, who, by the way, never called for any violence. Is the bottom line. So that's what should be argued, that he did not call and incite any violence. All he did was call for expressing of opinion, whereas the opposition, as I've always said, if the Democrats are saying Republicans are doing something, two things are happening. One is the Republicans aren't doing it, and two, the Democrats are.
All right, let me play this last clip here. As you listen to it, it's Representative Madeline Dean, Democrat of Pennsylvania, one of the House managers. And she's talking about her day at the Capitol on January 6th. And it's emotional and it's entertaining. But I want you to keep this in mind. It is not germane to the central question, which is Trump responsible? Cut six.
I know many of us have similar experiences from that day, but I'll briefly share mine. I stood with colleagues in the gallery above the House floor to observe the Arizona challenge. Moments later, police radios reported a breach of the Capitol grounds. Someone shouted up to us, "Duck, then lie down, then ready your gas masks." Shortly after, there was a terrifying banging on the chamber doors. I will never forget that sound. Shouts and panicked calls to my husband and to my sons, instructions to flee, and then the constant whirring of the gas masks filtering the air.
Yeah. The question is, did Trump cause all that? My answer is no. All right. As we go into the break, Cedar Park police reporting multiple icy spots along the 183A toll road. And Leander police now reporting that Ronald Reagan is closed between Highway 29 and 2243. That's a street, Ronald Reagan. That's due to ice. And so keep that all in mind. And if you're anywhere in our area, the weather's going to be nasty today. Take a little extra time. Be very careful and stay tuned. Talk 1370, the right choice.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Live, local, and taking your calls at 512-643-5483. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
Jim Cardle in Austin, if you ask me what the top story is.
Top of mind as you are.
Yeah, what people are talking about. Sure, yeah, what people are talking about. Right, it's now it's the weather, the but weather. It's also this Williamson County thing, and we will have that in when are we going to do that? 7:45.
Well, it's really a city of Austin going into Williamson County. Yes.
If you ask me what the buzz is nationally, of course, it's the big impeachment trial.
Impeachment is replaced Russia.
Let me ask you a question.
And it's all fake news.
We can throw this out to our audience as well. Our phone number, by the way, 512-643-5483. And the question that I have for you regarding impeachment is it crazy that the impeachment managers mm-hmm. are ginning up all this emotion mm-hmm. against Trump to say that Trump ginned up emotion
yeah.
with his followers? I mean, it's kind of a circle there. It's crazy.
And well, no, what you're talking about is it's all the same behavior. They've created a crisis. People are wondering whether or not it's a legitimate use of time right now. We've got Joe Biden eliminating jobs across the country. We've got the pandemic mm-hmm. virus maybe abating the original coronavirus, but we've got the variants that are coming back. We've got schools wanting to open. We do have a weather issue not only here in Texas and in Austin, but all across the nation. It's, you know, minus zero bazillion degrees in a lot of places. So there's all kinds of issues. But yet what is Congress doing? to address these pocketbook and real concern everyday issues. They're fiddle farting around with impeachment of a guy who's already left office and trying to gin up a level of concern and inciting. This is what they're doing, Lynn. They're inciting. They're trying to gin people up. They're calling for insurrection against a guy who's already out of office when the Constitution says that it's for removal of office, and you can't be removed from office if you're not in office.
All right,
as you listen
to these clips, keep this in mind. None of this that we're about to hear is germane to the case. They're making this long. They can say, yes, there was a siege at the Capitol. The siege at the Capitol was bad. Everybody agrees with that. I think everybody involved in it ought to be charged and put in jail to the fullest extent of the law. We can't have that in America.
Well, right? as well as all the folks who destroyed America last year.
Exactly. But that's the other tangent to this, is that the Democrats care about this particular siege, but they don't care about it if it's some minimum wage worker working at McDonald's or CVS.
Oh, we got to talk.
They burn those down.
We got to talk about this later. Did you see some folks up in Minneapolis are suing the city for that riot? But we'll get to that. I know you're on to something.
Yeah. Well, we got to get
with the Supreme Court.
I want to work the clips in here. Representative Jamie Raskin, the Democrat of Maryland, is one of the House managers. And this is emotion. They are trying to get emotional so that they can get Trump. Cut four.
Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States. Much less can we create a new January exception in our precious, beloved Constitution that prior generations have died for and fought for, so the corrupt presidents have several weeks to get away with whatever it is they want to do. History does not support a January exception in any way, so why would we invent one for the future?
Okay, well, what's good for the goose is also good for the gander, and I think that these rather lightweight lawyers that Trump has should play the Chuck Schumer tape, about you have unleashed the whirlwind Gorsuch.
Exactly.
You have unleashed the whirlwind Kavanaugh. If you keep they're telling the Supreme Court, if they think wrong and rule wrong, you won't know what hit you.
Or CNN's Chris Cuomo said, quote, in interviewing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who said that peaceful protests don't have to be uncomfortable?
Well, but all that's forgotten now. All that's forgotten. Now, speaking of Trump's lackluster lawyers, Bruce Castor, a Trump attorney, best he can come up with, this is
unbelievable.
It's just bad,
yep,
with a capital B. The best he can come up with is the election has already got rid of Trump. Cut five.
The reason that I am having trouble with the argument is the American people just spoke. And they just changed administrations. So in the light most favorable to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle here, their system works. The people are smart enough, in the light most favorable to them, they're smart enough to pick a new administration if they don't like the old one. And they just did. And he's down there at Pennsylvania Avenue now, probably wondering, how come none of my stuff is happening up at the Capitol?
Oh, what an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is the guy representing Trump. I would have been banging my hand on my fist on the lectern and saying, this is one of our greatest presidents. Donald Trump solved the border issues, put peace agreements in the Middle East, took on China, gave us the greatest economy we've ever had. And you know what this guy just said? Did you just hear him say, hey, the people knew we had to get rid of Trump and get another president, and they did that.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-boggling.
Oh,
from
my
a
gosh.
Legal, it might be a Harvard,
Harvard
case study of how not to argue for your your client's defense. But the point is, Lynn, whether it's previous BLM and Antifa violence instigators saying, what do we want, dead cops? What do we want them now? I mean, it's Kamala Harris saying that the protests are going to go on, should go on, and will go on, whether it's Maxine Waters saying, get up in your face. We've got a plethora and a long 3 or 4 year history of elected officials. If you want to call it inciting violence, as you said, what's good for the geese is good for the gander. This is happening repeatedly. It has been precedent setting before, not on the part of Donald Trump, who, by the way, never called for any violence, is the bottom line. So that's what should be argued, that he did not call and incite any violence. All he did was call for expressing of opinion, whereas the opposition, as I've always said, if the Democrats are saying Republicans are doing something, two things are happening. One is the Republicans aren't doing it, and two, the Democrats are.
All right, let me play this last clip here. As you listen to it, it's Representative Madeline Dean, Democrat of Pennsylvania, one of the House managers. And she's talking about her day at the Capitol on January 6th. And it's emotional and it's entertaining. But I want you to keep this in mind. It is not germane to the central question, which is Trump responsible? Cut six.
I know many of us have similar experiences from that day, but I'll briefly share mine. I stood with colleagues in the gallery above the House floor to observe the Arizona challenge. Moments later, police radios reported a breach of the Capitol grounds. Someone shouted up to us, duck, then lie down, then ready your gas masks. Shortly after, there was a terrifying banging on the chamber doors. I will never forget that sound. Shouts and panicked calls to my husband and to my sons, instructions to flee, and then the constant whirring of the gas masks filtering the air.
Yeah, the question is, did Trump cause all that? My answer is no. All right, as we go into the break, Cedar Park police reporting multiple icy spots along the 183A toll road, and Leander police now reporting that Ronald Reagan is closed between Highway 29 and 2243. That's a street, Ronald Reagan. That's due to ice. And so keep that all in mind. And if you're anywhere in our area, the weather's going to be nasty today. Take a little extra time. Be very careful and stay tuned. Talk 1370, the right choice.
Austin Logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation, 512-643-5483.
You know, with weather being the big story, with COVID starting to deteriorate just a little bit and go down, although we've got a COVID story coming up here in just a moment in our area that you're going to want to hear, it's amazing, Jim Cardle, that the Star Spangled Banner is back in the news. And that it involves the Dallas Mavericks. It involves Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
That it involves Texas, of all places.
Yeah. So what do you make of it?
We talked about it yesterday. Here you have, evidently, as the NBA has started, it's gone unnoticed that the Dallas Mavericks, at the instruction of sorts of owner Mark Cuban from Shark Tank Hall of Fame, and every now and then saying he's going to run for president, and he's a pretty good example of how to gain your own media attention over nothing. But here they weren't playing the Star Spangled Banner. Somebody notices it, so it comes to light in the last couple days. Cuban announces that they are, in fact, not going to continue playing, or they're going to continue not playing the Star Spangled Banner. The NBA itself immediately, or I think it's pretty immediate, responds and says, no, they are going to play the Star Spangled Banner.
Analyze that for me. Why did the NBA do that?
Because
they're bleeding viewers and they're bleeding customers. And there's an old saying, it's kind of a new old saying, it's go woke, go broke.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And that's hitting the NBA right where it hurts, in the pocketbook.
And of course, Dan Patrick, one of our Texas leaders as lieutenant governor, picked up on it right away, makes a statement that we are going to sing the national anthem. There's a piece of legislation all of a sudden that's going to require that the national anthem is played. You're right, Lynn. It's sad that we have to do that.
We don't have to do that.
But what do you do to fight this wokeness?
Well, you don't go to the game. I'm going to be I'm going to be a contrarian right now.
I love that. I'm
a guy that believes if it's my business, government stays the hell out. Mm-hmm. And where does Dan Patrick get off using the facilities and the power of the state legislature to tell Mark Cuban how to run the Dallas Mavericks? Butt out. I love Dan Patrick. He knows that. He and I are friends. He knows that. But this is not – Dan Patrick can blast it all he wants. I think it's a terrible thing for sports teams not to play. But I'm going to – let me tie that into Austin.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll tie it back in after you tie
Where's another city where a song not being sung
the Eyes of Texas
is important.
Down at your favorite – Yeah, Darrell K. And, Royal Memorial Stadium. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I bleed burnt orange. I have a degree from University of Texas. I go to bowl games. I go to games, and we're not going to sing the Eyes of Texas. You know what I didn't do this year?
Go to any games.
Go to any UT games. That's how I fought back at this nonsense.
But here's the conundrum, Lynn Woolley. Yesterday, you were talking yourself about how Republicans are respectful, are decent. They don't do anything but take politics as a hobby.
Politics is policy to Republicans, and to Democrats, it's war.
And that's what's going on here. So how do you fight war? How do you
don't go to the games. You turn the TV off.
But that's seceding to the battle. That's
no, it isn't. It's saying I'm not going to give you my money.
Well, the Democrats are out there continuing to cancel the national anthem in every sports event possible.
I quit shopping at HEB, and I'll probably go back at some point. HEB's a great store. But I didn't like their deal with MyPillow.
Yeah.
Walmart's still selling it.
All I'm saying is that yesterday you were talking about how Democrats play the game and liberals play the game and how Republicans do. Now you're saying that we shouldn't go to hand-to-hand combat.
I don't think it's any business of the state legislature.
Well, you're right about that. All I'm saying is that this is the conundrum.
It's not a conundrum. I'm not going to go to a Mavericks game. If I don't like the way the Mavericks are running their business, I don't have to give them my money.
But the government, the left is still marching down the anti-American, woke, cancel culture boulevard.
Well, then cancel the Mavericks, but it shouldn't be the government doing it.
And I guess eventually what will happen is that Americans will not vote for Democrats.
All right, let me tell you, well, maybe so.
That would be
Where my mind is on this. The NBA is basketball. Basketball is a sport that is typically consumed by black people more than any other race. And I'm trying to keep race out of this as much as I can, but most of the players are black. Yep. Most of the black players are liberals. Most of the black liberal players feel like that they're annoyed or they're intimidated or they feel excluded when they hear the national anthem. So fine, don't do the national anthem, and people that agree can go to the games, and people that disagree don't have to go to the games. Simple. I've solved the whole problem.
Yeah, but why should the majority of Americans have to change their behavior?
They don't.
Yes,
they do. They don't have to go to the game, but that's they can go to the game if they want to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why would you say you don't go to the game? That means you're having to change your behavior. The tail is wagging the dog. Based on the woke culture, somehow having the national anthem
again,
canceled.
Go woke, go broke. Exactly. If Cuban is willing to put up with this, but you've seen right now, we did not need the state legislature. Who reversed this decision? The National Basketball Association reversed this decision. Why did the National Basketball Association reverse this decision? They reversed it because it's slamming them in the pocketbook.
Yes.
That's the American way.
Okay, the American way is also that the tail doesn't wag the dog, that we respect the nation, we respect the flag, we respect our veterans. And I just don't like the whole dynamic where, again, this leftist march is infiltrating every aspect of life. Just as a sad indication of where we are.
Okay,
but
government infiltrates every segment of life too, and we're got down two slippery slopes here with this Mavericks thing. The first slippery slope is Cuban canceling the Star Spangled Banner, and all the other NBA teams do it, and then the NFL will do it, and then UT will do it, and the Big 12 will do it, and that's a slippery slope. The other slippery slope is when the reaction of the people is not depended on. We have to go back to government, and we have to introduce a bill, and what are they going to call it?
And here's another aspect to think about.
The Star Spangled Banner Protection Act. Give me a break.
Here's another aspect to think about. Dan Patrick makes a public statement. Government officials, elected leaders are making statements. They may want to get out there and send a message that doesn't necessarily mean that in the end of the legislative session, there's going to have been any legislation passed.
Jim, they're human beings. They're residents of the United States. They're residents of Texas. They can have all the opinions they want, but government needs to butt out a private business. I feel the same way about that with the minimum wage deal.
Well, all I'm saying is that he may have no intention of actually passing a bill.
Says he does.
But every intention of sending a message.
Says he does.
Well, he's got to get the rest of his legislative friends and foes to agree to it with a majority vote. We'll
all
see
right.
what
Ladies
happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, who's right? Is it the Texas insider, Jim Cardle? Or is it the secretary of, and I want to stress this word, logic?
I don't want to be
which
bright,
be
Lynn,
me.
Necessary. I just want to be happy, and that's impossible and harder to do with
in today's
the liberal
society,
left.
That's true, but the more government we have, the less free we are. 512-643-5483 if you want to opine on that. And Jim, other than the weather, the other big story is the Williamson County situation.
Yep.
They gathered outside the Candlewood Suites on Pecan Park Boulevard yesterday afternoon.
Hotels
Some of the
for the
audio.
Homeless.
You're going to enjoy this if you like hearing one governmental entity telling another government entity to butt out.
Take a hike.
Now, take a hike. We'll be back with that. Talk 1370, the right choice. Cardle and Woolley, stay with us.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
Lynn Woolley, when you and I are talking about these serious public policy issues like homelessness or Joe Biden eliminating jobs, we like to have a little fun, or we try to have a little fun. Humor is the spice of life every now and then, and when you're handed lemons, you might as well try and make some lemonade every now and then, and I sure appreciate your outlook and perspective on that. But one of the issues here that is front and center and a bit of a controversial, difficult subject because it involves the homeless and people who need help, and that's what a lot of us think we're here on earth for, is to help our fellow man, Matt Mikowiak, man and woman, I should say, but Matt Mikowiak is the leader of the Save Austin Now organization. He deserves a good bit of credit for trying to address the homeless camping situation and problem in Austin. And Matt Mikowiak, you have put in some hard work. We appreciate you bringing this issue to the forefront, have City Council deal with it, and appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about it.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
As I said in the tease, you started a couple weeks ago with demanding that there maybe be an audit of the city's spending of the $160 million that have been allocated the last couple of years on the homeless. Now we've got ballot language coming up on May 1st. How are you feeling about things?
Yeah, we feel pretty good because, you know, we're further along than we've ever been. You know, we turned in 24,500 signed petitions in July, and they came back and said we were 900 short of 20,000. So December 1st, we started a second effort in 50 days rather than the 448 days we had the first time. We collected 30,000. We self-validated. We turned in 27,000 of those, which we knew were solid. And we self-validated almost 25,000 ourselves. Unfortunately, the city came back and said of the 27,000 we turned in, 26,103 were validated. So we are on the May 1st ballot. The council predictably put biased and deeply unfair and prejudicial ballot language together and passed it. We will have more to say about that today, but you can imagine we are exploring all of our legal options and we'll probably be moving forward with a decision today. So either way, Austinites who live in the city of Austin have an opportunity during early voting April 19th to the 27th or on Saturday, May 1st, to decide, do they like the camping ordinance? Do they like what it's doing to Austin? Do they like what it's doing to the homeless community? Or do they want to reinstate the camping ban, which was in place for 23 years when there was no crisis, and force the city to do what they said they would do, which is provide housing for the homeless? Right now, our homeless population has doubled since the ordinance passed. We went from about 2,500 people to, I would estimate, about 5,000 now. And if we don't reinstate the camping ban on May 1st, I think it's going to double again in the next year. This is going to become unsustainable. It's affecting public safety, public health, tourism, the image of Austin. And, of course, the homeless population is getting absolutely no help from the city. They're not receiving mental health treatment, and they're not receiving drug and alcohol abuse treatment when they're living under the 7th Street Bridge or on the median of Riverside Drive.
All right, Matt, I'm looking at the ballot language. You just addressed it and said you may or may not take some kind of an action, but I'm noticing it's six lines long. It seems like to me it could have been reinstate the city's ban on public camping, yes or no. But I want to ask you specifically about one of the lines in there. It says create a criminal offense and a penalty for solicitation. That is unconstitutional. So is that a poison pill?
Well, what they're talking about is we actually have three provisions in our ordinance. The first is that we reinstate the camping ban citywide. The second is that we restore the sit live provision, which used to just be downtown. We restore it to downtown and extend it to the UT campus. But then third, we ban panhandling at night, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So that's what they're talking about in the solicitation piece. But look, we're not criminalizing anything. We're not creating a criminal system at all. What we're doing is reinstating a camping ban that was in place for 23 years until Greg Cassar decided to launch a social experiment in our city that's been an absolute disaster. So criminalization is not our goal. It's not in our ordinance. No one's trying to, quote unquote, criminalize homeless existence. What we're trying to do is ban camping. Camping is a behavior. It takes a public space, converts it to a private use, and there are any number of negative second and third order effects. You can imagine the human waste, the physical waste that's affected, and as I said before, public health, public safety, and tourism all affected as well. So we're not anti-homeless, we're anti-camping. We want the homeless to be getting the help that they need. Right now, they're getting less help than they were a year and a half ago because they're out there on the streets being preyed on by all kinds of predators. Last night, the weather was 25 degrees. A tent did not protect them from 25-degree weather, and it wouldn't surprise me if a number of our homeless died last night while sleeping in tents that Greg Cassar thought were homes.
Well, why not just put on the ballot, reinstate the city's ban on public camping, yes or no?
I agree with you. I mean, well, first of all, I do think you have to describe all three provisions. But look, the council is doing everything they can to try to affect this election so that the camping ban fails. They have done this at every stage. We believe that they illegally and inappropriately didn't certify our petition in August, which prevented us from being on the November ballot. And now they're playing games with the ballot language. And so stay tuned. We'll have an announcement later today, I think, on our next steps. But either way, voters are going to have a choice. Do you like where we are now, or do you want to go back to where we were a year and a half ago before our homeless population doubled and camping destroyed our city? That is the key question.
Okay, Matt Mikoyak with Save Austin Now and SaveAustinNow.com talking about the homeless camping situation. One final question, Matt. I know you got to go and we do too. What do you make of the Williamson County, Travis County back and forth situation?
Yeah, it's understandable why residents on the county border are worried about this hotel that the city council is going to buy that's going to not just affect Travis County and the city, but it's going to affect residents in Williamson County. Let me just quickly say, you know, for your listeners, if they're interested and want to get involved here, all of our efforts now, because there's an election, are going to our Save Austin Now PAC. If you go to SaveAustinNowPAC.com, you can sign up for emails, you can sign up to volunteer, you can donate to our efforts. We've got 10 weeks. To raise $500,000 to win this campaign. We're at about $100,000 already, but we need help from everyone so we can get our message out and turn voters out in the municipal election on May 1st and win this thing.
All right, Matt Mikoyak, the guy who's the driving force behind getting that camping ban reinstated. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
And, all right, and a newsmaker of the day, Lynn, he's saying that they're going to make an announcement later today.
Well,
they've got some ideas about what city council may or may not be pulling up on trying to pull over on the Austin voters.
All right, Tom's on the line in Anderson Mill. Tom, thanks for joining us and welcome.
Thank you. I want to let you in on the city's top secret scheme in buying a hotel in Williamson County.
The top
secret scheme is they get 60 people out there. 60 people get arrested by Wilco for drug and alcohol, drunk in public and for possession of narcotics. And then they pump out another 60 and another 60 and another 60 till the Williamson County Jail is full and Austin's empty of the homeless population.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. Right now, I'm noticing that the Bell County Jail, that's Belton, Killeen, and Temple, which is services Ford Hood as well. Their jail is full. They're already leasing space somewhere else and talking about a bond issue to build another jail when they just built one a few years ago.
Oh, great.
So this, what you're saying is this would force that same situation onto Williamson County, and that Austin is doing it on purpose.
Yeah, and if they were serious about helping the homeless people, they would do two things. Number one, they would outlaw people giving them money to keep them on the crack and the booze. They would outlaw giving homeless the funds to stay addicted. Mm-hmm. And then number two, they would pick them up and get them treatment.
To which that's, I know you're going to say,
and they won't do it. So they're shipping them out of town instead of getting them the treatment they need, and that's cowardly.
Although, not that I disagree, but I'm guessing, Lynn Woolley, you're going to say giving people money is an expression of free speech and would be constitutionally protected.
Let's just put it this way. Do we have a lawyer in our listening audience this morning, someone who could check this really quick and see, is there a precedent at the Supreme Court level, because if it's not at the Supreme Court level, it's not fully adjudicated yet, that says that you cannot outlaw panhandling because it is an expression of free speech? And I think that would be interesting to find
out. What I like about this, Lynn, is that we have got a problem that's created by politicians thinking that they're solving and coming up with a solution.
All right, there's a person that Joe Biden wants to be his White House budget director. Her name is Neera Tanden. She's as big a left-wing loon. I mean, she's almost crazy enough to be on the Austin City Council.
I'm going to say you're putting it nicely.
Wait till you hear what John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy, asked her. And we'll have that next. Talk 1370, The Right Choice. Cardle and Woolley will be right back.
Live, local, and taking your calls at 512-643-5483. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
It is Cardle and Woolley, brought to you every morning from 7 to 9 a.m. by IBC Bank. At IBC Bank, we do more so you can do more. And IBC Bank is a member of the FDIC. Lynn Woolley, we got an Arctic air mass moving in here. Casey's covering the traffic. Let us know, folks, if you're seeing or experiencing any weather or traffic concerns out there. The number, as always, is 512-643-5483. And we got phone calls coming in here. David in Central Austin, appreciate you calling. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just called in to let you know that I finally figured out who the two of you look like when you're together. You look like Steven Spielberg and George Lucas.
wait, hold on. I would believe
Woolley
it if you
speechless.
Said one of us is R2-D2 and one is C-3PO, but okay, I'll bite. Which one of us is George Lucas and which one is Spielberg?
Oh, come on.
I've been accused of being Steven Spielberg before, to be honest
big
with
time.
You. So
big
I will
time.
Take that as a compliment, although for his success in business and film, maybe not for some of the other aspects of which I don't know.
Yeah, well, I get confused with Tom Cruise a lot.
So Lynn Woolley looks like who?
Well, he looks like George Lucas. When
yes,
he's standing
he does.
Next to you.
All he
right.
does.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We got to get Ace producer Casey Johns more camera time so we can throw another one in there. Thanks,
hey,
David. I love
good.
That.
And Just put me in there next to Sean Connery when I'm standing next to you.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
All right, David. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that.
And I'd throw in, of course, Lynn Woolley, who has the face for radio and the voice for TV, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and since I'm George Lucas, I'll just say, may the farce be with you.
Oh, there you
Come
go.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Do you want to talk a little bit about this thing we talked about earlier? Because this is fun stuff. This is what makes watching national television networks worthwhile.
Okay.
So you've got this White House budget director nominee, Neera Tanden. Now, if you know who she is, she's a far left winger. She goes on MSNBC all the time. She hates conservatives. She's been the head of Slate magazine, I believe. She has had thousands of past personal attacks against Republicans and conservatives.
And you're not using the number thousands lightly there.
No, I'm not. She's
yes.
already gone through and scrubbed over 1,000, as
yeah.
you will hear in the clips.
Yeah.
And this woman has no idea how to be the budget director. She knows her.
She has no experience.
No, her past is in left-wing media.
That's what Joe Biden is doing. He's going to use the office of the budget. He's going to use the tax code. He's going to change everything for climate change and telling us how to act and
think. That's right.
Including manipulating our money.
I think what you're seeing here, Jim, and you can tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, but I think what he's doing here, this is a reward for her for protecting him and slamming Trump constantly for the last 4 years.
Well, far be it from me to think that Lynn Woolley is right or wrong. And discern that. But no, you are exactly right. People are being, and first of all, he said that he is the mainstream moderate candidate. That's what got him the nomination over Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, number one. Number two, he said he's going to represent all Americans. We're seeing that his policies, in fact, are putting Americans out of jobs. And number three, he said he's going to have new thinking, but yet it's all Obama retreads in key positions.
And you know who Senator John Kennedy is?
I do, from Louisiana. He's a real real quote machine.
He has a way with words.
He has
that Louisiana kind of accent where he kind of talks like this, and he kind of looks kind of like how he talks.
He's straight out of Central Casting.
He really is. Right. So here he is with Neera Tanden on the stand yesterday, and she is one nasty human being. There's no question about it. And Kennedy calls her out on it, and hilarity ensues. Cut one.
I have to tell you, I'm very disturbed about your personal comments about people. And it's not just one or two. I think you deleted about 1,000 tweets. And it wasn't just about Republicans. And I don't mind disagreements in policy. I think that's great. I love the dialectic. But the comments were personal. I mean, you call Senator Sanders everything but an ignorant slut.
That is not true.
And when you said these things, did you mean them?
I wouldn't have said ignorant.
Senator, I have to say, I deeply regret my comments.
Who was that? Who was that kibitzer in the background there that said, I wouldn't have said ignorant?
And she's clearly denying, which means it's probably true. This is a legitimate point, Lynn.
Well, wait. No, she said she did it. She just regrets it.
This is a legitimate point. She doesn't just hate Republicans and conservatives. She didn't even like Bernie Sanders. She does not like people who disagree with her, and that is a serious concern for a person in this position.
Yeah, she's a Hillary Clinton person. She's an anti-deplorable. Okay, so you think that was enough? Was that the hard enough question, or should he just stop now?
Are we ready for more?
No, he did not stop. Yeah. In this cut, he hammers her about whether she meant what she said, and this clip actually goes on and on. We cut it off a little early because we don't have the time for the whole thing, but he was on her case, cut two.
I understand that, but when you said them, did you mean them? I understand you've taken them back, but did you mean them?
I'd say the discourse over the last 4 years on all sides has been incredibly polarized.
I'm asking about yours. Did you mean them?
I really feel badly about them, Senator.
Did you mean them?
I feel badly about them.
Did you mean them when you said them?
I mean, I would say social media is I've
did you mean them when
discourse.
You said them?
I feel terribly about them.
Did you mean them when you said them, or were you not telling the truth?
I mean, I feel badly. I look back at them. I said them. I feel badly about them. I deleted tweets over online.
Are you saying that because you want to be confirmed?
No, I felt badly about them. And
did you mean them when you said them?
Senator, I must have meant them, but I really regret them.
Ooh, he got it out of her, Jim Cardle. She said, well, I must have. You know what? People ought to be honest. I can come back later, Jim, and say to you, you know, I shouldn't have said something that I said. I see that now. I shouldn't have said it. But at the time I said it, you know what? I meant it. If I hadn't meant it, I wouldn't have said it.
I said it yesterday, Lynn Woolley. I'm going to say it again. The biggest contribution of Donald Trump and then President Donald Trump is he has exposed the left's scam, the left's game, The left has been saying this for decades. Nobody ever had the kahunas to expose it. This is exhibit A. She not only said them, she meant them, and it's the truth. That is what people don't like about Donald Trump. He tells the truth.
That is
and
true.
Kennedy got the truth out of her. She, as you said, is not a likable person, so to speak.
All right, as we go to the break, radar now showing freezing rain along and east of I-35. That's in parts of Hays, Caldwell, and Bastrop counties. We have all the latest on the weather and the traffic coming up together, traffic and weather together, in just 3 minutes. It's Cardle and Woolley, and we'll be right back.
Keeping Austin logical, it's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation, 512-643-5483.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our phone number. Golly, Lynn Woolley, I'm getting the heebie-jeebies just hearing the news there in Fort Worth already. Major traffic repercussions, and it's headed our way, ladies and gentlemen. We got a massive and a moving Arctic air mass coming our way, and a lot of times these forecasts don't actually prove themselves out. It appears this one's already doing that up in the DFW Metroplex, so I'm going to try and weave a little politics into this weather, because as we go forward, Lynn, I just want to make the point, as we were closing up there before the break, this hearing that you highlighted about a Joe Biden nominee for a crucial position of Office of Management and Budget. That's the entity that writes the budget that the president proposes to Congress every year, that makes executive decisions on how people's lives are affected. And just the idea that she had to take down 1,000 of her comments, and that a senator is saying it's not Republican or Democrat, and getting her to admit that she has personal vindictiveness. The crux of it is the Democrats don't care. That's the way they roll, and they're going to confirm her anyway. It's insane.
It's like Mark said. He called in a moment ago and didn't go on the air, but he said, what does it matter? Nobody's going to hold them accountable.
Exactly.
Let me give an example about what Mark is pointing out here. This whole thing about Neera Tanden saying that she regrets what she said. She does regret what she said. You know why?
Because she's been caught.
Because she's caught and she's up for a vote. Now, she was a snake before she sat down to that witness.
Yep.
Now she's Miss Nice. She's little Miss Muffet sitting on a tuffet.
Yep, exactly. That's, and again, what they do, how they roll.
And like Mark says, they'll probably vote this woman in.
Yep.
And then she'll be a snake again.
Yep. It's what the Democrats do. I've experienced it personally. On Capitol Hill, you may not believe it. You may not want to engage in politics, but it affects your lives. Here at the local level, we're looking at the city of Austin going into Williamson County without even having the decency to ask anybody or talk to anybody, or maybe give them a phone call and say, hey, what do you think about our moving into your county with our homeless population? It's just what they do, Lynn. And again, the point is, we're calling out heroes for Black History Month. I want to quote Walter Williams, the recently departed icon in conservative journalism, who said, most of the great problems we're facing as a nation today have been caused by politicians creating solutions to problems that they created in the first place.
All right. I want to go back now that we're circling around. The impeachment is the big national story, just as the weather and Williamson County are the big stories here.
We'll circle back with you.
And yes, we need to circle back. And the way that CNN is playing this, Jim, they are using emotion. What they're saying is that Trump used emotion to get his crowd going. Now, remember, in front of the Supreme Court a couple of months ago, Chuck Schumer used emotion to say, you have unleashed the whirlwind, and you're not going to know what hit you, Gorsuch. You're not going to know what hit you, Kavanaugh.
I disagree with you a little bit. You are right that they're using emotion. What they're really doing is making Donald Trump so radioactive that nobody's ever going to want to admit that they know him, that, stand next to him. They are obviously and clearly still scared to death about Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, they are.
Because of why? Because he tells the truth.
Because he's likely to get reelected.
And he's exposed some of the Democrat shenanigans and the Democrat schemes, where, as you say, they're snakes in the grass until they have to be confirmed, and then they play nice, and then they revert.
Well,
and
Time magazine came out earlier this month
exposed
and admitted
it all.
Exposed, admitted, naming names, naming groups, naming organizations, naming the person who started it, everything about how they stole this election.
If Democrats say that Republicans are doing it, it means that Republicans probably aren't and that Democrats are. It's just a fact.
But, you know, if you want to go to the most outrageous comment of the day, you can usually go to CNN.
Okay.
Chris Cuomo, brother of the worst governor in the United States of America in all of recorded history, had Senator Amy Klobuchar. She would have been my choice if I had to vote for one of those Democrats. She's the most sane of them. And then she says stupid things, you know, like Biden does all the time.
Stupid.
So here's what Cuomo says. He says, what a tragedy it would be if the mob had caught up with Adam Schiff. What if we had lost our precious Adam Schiff?
God forbid.
Or what if we had lost Nancy Pelosi? Now, understand, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want anybody grabbing anybody and taking them outside the Capitol and stringing them up in a noose. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying this is not on point. The trial is not about what happened at the Capitol. It is about whether Trump is the cause of what happened at the Capitol. And they still... The House managers have still not played the relevant part of what Trump said, where he said, go to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. That is an exact quote, and they haven't played that yet. Now, I want you to hear
they don't have
Cuomo
any evidence.
And Klobuchar.
Okay.
Jim, see what you think of this.
Okay.
Just react to it.
Okay.
And if you know, 512-643-5483 is our number. Anybody can react to it. Cut three.
You think it's worth suggestion to the members of the jury? How many of us needed to die? If they had gotten their hands on Schiff, God forbid, if they had found Nancy Pelosi, how many? Would you feel differently? Would you hold the president to account if they had gotten her? If they had gotten him and her, how many?
I was actually thinking this today as I sat there, how close we were and how the Capitol Police, actually so many of them incurring injury, they were able to get us to a secure location. And the point is, it was so close. They were literally at the doors. In the case of the house, they were ramming through the doors. And the fact that there were some valiant people that stood up and protected us and incurred severe injuries, with one of them dying, two of them later taking their own lives because they couldn't deal with what happened. Look at that, Chris. I don't know why that's not enough evidence for them, but we are about to find out.
I tell you, Lynn, it's not enough evidence because of exactly what you said. Incite is a very, and insurrection are very clear-cut in legal terms, defined words. What really has been insightful and what should have been addressed is the violence and the destruction of personal property over the last 3 to 4 years all across America that went unchecked. Democrats to this day have not condemned it, and yet they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill and to go for a kill shot on Donald Trump when it's not justified and it's nothing but politics and it stinks.
Jim, we broadcast from a studio that is essentially soundproof, and even so, through the double pane glass this morning, we can hear sirens and we can hear fire trucks and engines going.
Yep.
We have a 26 car pileup. This is on State Highway 45. It's very near 620. We know of one trauma patient so far. EMS and fire are on the scene. So if you're just tuning in and you're going to work or coming back and you have to go through that area, you'll need to avoid it. This is obviously due to the weather we're having, and ice is building up in several parts of the area.
45 and 620 up there.
State Highway 45 and 620, a 26-car pileup. So that means traffic will be slowed or stopped, and there are emergency vehicles on the scene.
We got to take a break here, folks, and come back for our lightning round. Be safe, be careful, be tuned in to Talk 1370 with Cardle and Woolley, bringing you the latest. We'll be right back.
Logically discussing the issues Austin cares about. Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
1370. Join in 512-643-5483.
Well, it's sort of the lightning round, Jim Cardle, but news is breaking, mostly weather news, faster than we can report it. I want to bring people up to date on what's going on in the Metroplex, because you have friends and family there. You may be even traveling there.
That would be DFW Metroplex.
I-35 West at 28th Street. This is in North Fort Worth. It's on the freeway there. Multiple vehicles have crashed. There is a MedStar unit and an 18-wheeler involved in that. And that's North Fort Worth on I-35. You get up there, that area where the Buc-ee's is and the Speedway, Texas Motor Speedway. So it may be somewhere up around that. In a separate incident, one person is dead in a chain reaction on an icy bridge in Dallas on I-45 near Lamar Street. I-45 and Lamar Street. So that may, I'm trying to remember where that is. Maybe somewhere even close to downtown where the freeway from Houston goes into the Mixmaster there.
Lamar, yeah.
So the Metroplex is having it really tough, Jim Cardle. And we're, what, 3 hours south of
weather-wise,
and it's headed this way. Everything they have, we're getting
probably 4 or 5 degrees, and it is headed our way. You're exactly right. A massive air, Arctic air mass.
All right. Well, there's two things I'll advise people to do to stay fully informed. One is to stay tuned to Talk 1370, because we'll have weather and traffic updates as they become necessary, and weather bulletins as they become available to us. And talk1370.com, or you can also find us on radio.com, all those places, and ask your smart speaker if you have one of those. Say, Alexa, play Talk 1370, and she'll do it in about a second. So stay with us. We are on top of it. We have the most active news gathering system on radio in this area, in Austin. And so you'll get it first here. You'll get it on the other stations, but you'll get it first here. All right, Jim, I want to try to do a bit of a lightning round in the midst of all this weather.
Yeah.
14 state attorneys general say the Keystone cancellation delivers crippling economic injuries. They are threatening legal action. That is 14, not just Ken Paxton, but 14 attorneys general. I've been thinking in my logical mind that this might be one Biden has to suck it up and eat this thing and cancel the cancellation. Do you think that we can get to that?
Absolutely no way. Not a snowball's chance in HE double toothpicks. It's a nice thought, Lynn Willie, but tune in tomorrow. We do have Kevin Roberts from the Canon new website and news source joining us. They have been involved in covering some of these attorney general types efforts. And as it was said by Maria Bartiromo over the weekend, Ken Paxton may be the most important elected official in the nations from a conservative standpoint and fighting back some of these Biden initiatives. And Lynn Woolley, you're talking about the pipeline. The estimates are over 100,000 jobs lost. How an elected official can take such action against Americans' livelihood and jobs is just still beyond me. I got to ask you another thing. Every team in the nation, every high school team, every nation at the Olympics has their national anthem played here. Yesterday we had Dallas's own Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks say they weren't going to sing the national anthem. Lynn Woolley, what is it about these liberals and this stinking socialist Democrat movement that they don't like or want to respect America?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not one of them. It's hard to tell. I might ask Commissar Kassar about that next time I go to my Kassar Compassion Partners training. And just what is it about America, the country that gives you the right to hate on it, that makes you hate on it?
Yeah,
so it doesn't make any sense. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
We've got the first case of the United Kingdom COVID-19 variant. This is a mutated version of it.
Yes.
Has been detected in Hayes County. A student at Dahlstrom Middle School, which is now on a 100% virtual instruction now for the next 14 days.
Okay.
And you know we've had some of this in Travis as well. Are we going to have to go back to a lockdown?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure I would. Certainly after all we've been through, where we're now wearing double and triple masks. But the reason I hesitate there, Lynn, is because the government powers that be and the bureaucrats in Washington, or here with the health officials, are telling Americans what to do. And I don't know if a lockdown, whether they institute a lockdown is one thing, whether America responds to that by going to another degree, I don't know. But it's frankly just kind of scary to think that there's a variant. That sounds concerning to me. I got to ask you, Chris Cuomo at CNN, back when the Capitol was stormed, we're talking about impeachment trials in Washington today. Chris Cuomo said, please show me where it says that protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Well, that would be in the Senate chambers this week, where they're trying to impeach and throw out Donald Trump from ever being president again.
Evidently, they don't have to be polite and peaceful, but yet when Congress critters have their property and their lives, I don't even think the threat was that great. But isn't this a little curious?
Very much so. Along
said
the same
the man
lines.
A few words.
Well, it's a lightning round. You're supposed to be few words.
All right.
Kamala Harris went on the Ellen DeGeneres show in early 2018, and she joked about killing former President Donald Trump and former President Mike Pence.
I don't know if she did.
She did. Got it right here.
Yep.
It's right on the web. Charlie McCarthy from Newsmax. Should she be impeached over that?
She didn't talk about killing him. She was asked about coming out in an elevator or not coming out of an elevator. That's a little bit of a stretch of words, I think, Lynn Woolley. But I know what's not a stretch of words is that Democrats right now are continuing to show that they're afraid of Donald Trump. Does he have a comeback in his future?
Headline says Kamala Harris joked about killing Trump and Pence. So I will hand that over to you, and you can
I'll read the content here. It says she was stuck in an elevator with Pence, Trump, or AG, and she said, does all of us have to come out alive? That's not a threat.
Uh-huh.
It's a joke, Lynn Woolley.
Uh-huh. I don't joke when it comes to that.
It's a joke.
All right, that'll put the plug in the jug for the show today. We will be here tomorrow, God willing, and the creek don't rise. In the meantime, Lynn Woolley saying, be logical, and remember, you're either an insider.
Or you're not. I'm Jim Cardle. Be safe, be warm, and have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here on Talk 1370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!